USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Israeli Defense Forces are reporting Hamas did not provide Israel, by 7 a.m. local time, a list of hostages to be released today. Additionally, Hamas fired rockets at Israel. In response, IDF says it has renewed its attacks to wipe out the terrorist organization Hamas in Gaza. A top Israeli doctor, Itai Pessa, treating hostages who have returned from Hamas captivity, says he's heard testimonies that are hard to bear. Without going into detail, he says they have undergone hardship physically and mentally at the brutal hands of Hamas. According to a new report, the Biden administration pressured YouTube to target alleged misinformation relating to the COVID-19 vaccines. Back in April of 2021, President Biden's former director of digital strategy, Robert Flaherty, emailed Google team members to connect and combat vaccine hesitancy, but also the goal was to crack down on vaccine misinformation. Documents obtained by the House Judiciary Committee show that the White House decided what was misinformation by forcing the streaming platform to remove or suppress any negative COVID-19 vaccine information and promote more content for people to get the shot. Nevada's law enforcement community is in grief following the deaths of two state troopers who were struck and killed on Interstate 15 in the Silver State.
Undersheriff Andrew Walsh of the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department urged people to come together in support of the state police in the coming days and weeks.
And right now, during this very tragic time, the Nevada State Police is going to need that love and support from the community more than ever.
The troopers who were killed were responding to a situation where a driver appeared to be asleep behind the wheel, and that's when the collision occurred. The person driving the car responsible for the crash is currently in police custody. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how do we don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins, are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Buy machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Mark Zuckerberg's social media conglomerate Meta revealed yesterday that an individual in China created thousands of fake social media accounts designed to masquerade as Americans.
The intention was to disseminate divisive political content seemingly aimed to divide Americans ahead of next year's elections. The tech company, overseeing platforms such as Facebook and Instagram, successfully identified and eradicated this network comprising nearly 4,800 fake accounts. These accounts utilized fake photos, names, and locations, presenting themselves as typical American Facebook users expressing opinions on political matters. I'm John Schaefer.
A New York appeals court has once again silenced presidential candidate Donald Trump in his civil trial. Trump and his legal team are once again restricted from making public comments about the courtroom and their behavior. The order was temporarily lifted 2 weeks ago by an appellate judge. The Environmental Protection Agency's proposed lead and copper rule mandates utilities to replace lead drinking water pipes within a decade. The requirement applies regardless of the recorded lead levels in water samples. The EPA says this is to prevent future public health crises similar to the one in Flint, Michigan that happened in 2014. Today is officially National Christmas Lights Day. It's time to get them up. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.